So I just inherited a dairy farm. I am gonna milk that.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Recently, I told you a little of Phil Wickham's story. He's one of the best-known Christian songwriters of this generation. His Jesus-centered anthems like I Believe and The Battle Belongs to the Lord are sung around the world. But there's nothing about the spotlight or number one songs that encourages humility. When we spoke, I asked Phil how he finds perspective. I'm not without my pride, he said. I know people have connected with these songs, but clearly this is about the gospel, about Jesus, about who God is, what he's done for us, and who we are in him. That's all I sing about. There's no room to say, I'm pretty great. I see people responding to his truth and the hope of heaven and everything he's done for us to take us there. It feels like yesterday, Phil said, that I was in some stinky youth group room singing to 12 kids and they were throwing their gum at me. That's still how I feel. I thank God for this because this is amazing. It's all about him. The bigger things get, the smaller I feel. In talking with Phil, you get the sense that he's a real guy with down-home humility and deep gratitude to God. Gratitude, he says, is such a powerful weapon against darkness and depression. How powerful it is to spend 5 minutes, even if you're not feeling it, to speak out loud, thank you for this new day, thank you for the cross, thank you that my sins are forgiven. I asked Phil about integrity, about steps he takes to make sure he's remembered as one who lived what he sang. First of all, he said, I'm very open with my wife about all things, including my phone and computer. There's software that shows 7 guys everything I look at. I've got a group of 4 leaders and pastors and really close friends. I never travel alone and never with females. I have a church community, a pastor over me, great friends. I've got a wife who loves Jesus. I still mess up, but I view what I do with so much joy and gratitude. There's a responsibility when God gives you a voice to lead people in worship outside the walls of my church, and I want to do all I can to protect it. Wickham says that heaven is one of his favorite subjects, and he believes it should stay at the forefront of our minds. The Apostle Paul talks about comforting each other with the truths that we will all be changed in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ will rise. We will see Jesus face to face, he says. What a moment! Every tongue will confess that he is Lord. All the rulers you can think of will bow. Heaven isn't some ethereal place where we float around on clouds. God will resurrect and renew all things, and heaven will come to earth in one amazing holy matrimony. We'll be together forever, and he will be king. I can't wait. Phil goes on to say we need to pray for the battles we're going through now. God tells us to, but sometimes we forget the bigger story. We know the end. Healing and restoration, resurrection and glory, life and renewal, all the things our hearts long for. Phil and his wife, Mallory, have 4 kids. And how does he want to be remembered by them? Well, he paused as I said that to him and finally said, as someone who really loved Jesus, as someone who is accessible, someone who listened, someone who didn't prioritize my work over them, however big or important it seemed, as someone who loved their mom. Amen to that. Many of you know I've said I want on my tombstone, he found God's grace too amazing to keep to himself. Hey, thanks Phil Wickham for these inspiring words. May we too live for something that will outlast us.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.